This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm beginning a series today, a five-part series that I'm calling Cleaning Our Spaces and Places. Okay, what's this about? Well, it's kind of an interesting story in terms of a lead up to this. My daughter is coming in a week from the time that I am recording this, and she's going to be with us for 2 weeks. And this is not a vacation. She's literally cleaning out our closets. She's cleaning us out. She's helping us. Why? Well, we're going through a major paradigm shift and probably going to be moving over the next 6 months or a year. And we've just got a lot of stuff, you know, bunches of stuff. In our older age, we've also begun collecting stuff from relatives who have passed on. So not only do we have our own stuff from at least three previous houses, but we have a bunch of relative stuff, you know, supposed heirlooms, things that you think, well, I think that's pretty, I'll keep it. And before you know it, you have a house full of stuff. And I think Sarah's doing this more for her own protection as well, because she knows if she doesn't help us take care of this, it's going to fall on her when we're old, infirm, or gone, and she's going to have to figure all this out. So, you know, she's not completely altruistic, although she is a dear for coming and helping us. She's actually quite excited because she sees this as a very tangible way to help old mom and dad figure their lives out. Well, what are we going through this transition for? Well, kind of come to a point where I looked around and you know, when you stop long enough to look around, it's amazing what you see. It's easy. It is so easy. And it has been so easy for me just to plug along and ignore a lot of things. And frankly, there were some things that I couldn't afford to ignore, literally. And so I've had to go through some major corrections, not without a lot of pain. And, you know, I'm not upset about that. I'm actually quite grateful for that transition that I'm in the middle of right now. But I'm looking, I said, you know what, if I'm going to have to go through transition in one part of my life, I'm going to try and go through transition in other parts of my life, or all the parts of my life that are so important. So this means that I'm looking at my goals, my relationships, my marriage, my finances, my housing, my spiritual life, you name it. I'm trying to name everything, and perhaps I've left something out, but all of that is very important for me to look at. And I'm just sort of starting anew, and I'm starting to ask the questions that you usually don't give yourself the luxury to ask. Sitting down with people. Just last Saturday, I sat down with one of my